Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dr. Daniel Zangrilli will enter the studio momentarily as we get ready to talk a little Pirates. And you know what's first on my mind is O'Neill Cruz and what happened last night. Heaney has started to regress as well. Yes?
Yeah, he's coming back to earth after that incredible April.
So is Bailey Falter. And you know how it goes with the Pirates. Once, you know, once the hitting picks up a little, the pitching starts to go down.
it's
the same thing almost every year. We know the story and how it goes. Do you think Mitch Keller is going to be dealt?
I think the probability is less likely that he's dealt. I think, like, if I had to put a percentage on, do I think that he's going to get traded, it would probably be at 40%.
I'd say
there's a 60% chance that he's not.
Then let's do quick percentages.
Sure.
Brian Reynolds getting traded.
Five. He's not getting dealt.
Dan, would you like to join in this exercise?
Sure. Hello, is this Dan. A game of association of some kind?
No? Yes. We're giving percent chance the following player gets traded by the deadline. Are you ready?
Yes.
He said Mitch Keller's what?
40%.
I say Mitch Keller would be 48% to get traded. Dan?
I'm going to go 25.
Brian Reynolds, he says 5%?
5.
I say 10%.
I'll say 15.
Holy ostrich milk.
Well, that's not that much if you think
it's
about it.
It's higher than 5 and 10. In fact, it's both of those combined. It's interesting. Key Brian Hayes, limits?
10.
20.
I don't think anybody's going to take him.
20%.
40.
Ooh.
Holy bird oil. 40%.
Why not?
Talk about that for a moment.
Why don't you want to get off that money?
Of course I do. But can they? Will they?
Well, you might have to give something else.
A little sweetener.
Pair it with
Bednar.
Maybe. I think you might be, again, it sounds like they want to do some bigger deals. Not that I've heard that directly. I'm just trying to decipher from the GM's radio show on Sunday.
Right.
Ability to get better very quickly. That typically takes bigger type of splashes and deals that move a lot of different pieces around.
David Bednar, limits?
This might be way out of left field, but I think 70% chance.
I think
it's very possible.
50.
I'll take the middle. I'll go 60.
Who was it? Micah McHenry. Do we have the clip from McHenry the other day to play for Dan, or should we just paraphrase?
Let's just paraphrase. He basically said, Dan, that David Bednar, and he knows that David Bednar would take an extension here and basically a
hometown discount.
We'll take a discount to be here.
He said,
yes.
I think he would take a hometown discount to stay. And then McHenry quickly said, I know he would take a hometown discount to stay.
Sure,
does that
would
play into it?
Yeah, I don't. Does that play into it? No, because he's a reliever at the end of the day.
But money always plays into it.
It does.
You could have a reliever at a discounted rate.
No, you just go get relievers. You find the next Dennis Santana. You sign Caleb Ferguson for $3 million. And if you really want Aroldis Chapman, then you'll pay $10 million on a one-year deal for it. And then you cobble together your bullpen year over year. And you construct it with controllable guys. Very rarely, and I think it's a silly thing to do, regardless of how good the reliever is. I mean, did they do much of that with Mark Melancon? No. Did they do much of that with Jason Grilli? No. Did they do much of that with Tony Watson? No, they didn't. Because you can cobble together a bullpen on the cheap. We're talking about roles where arms need to get 3 outs. And unfortunately, to invest 3-4 years guaranteed into somebody, regardless of whether or not they give you a hometown discount, which is wonderful, it would be great to have David Bednar be a one uniform guy, a one cap guy, one helmet guy, but he's a reliever at the end of the day. He's a closer at the end of the day, sure, but you can, they're not commodities. I hate to say it so plainly and curtly and to be so awful about it, really. But you're not going to give somebody 3-4 years.
Limits, did I do the 50-minute mark at the end of that hour? Or no?
Yes.
Now I'm having horrible flashbacks.
Yes, okay. You did.
Thank you. The Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Presented by Sheets, parents, coaches, if your 12 and under team has games on June 28th or July 5th, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register, and the Fan can make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. IKF, percent chance he's traded. Limits?
80.
95.
I'll go 99.9. I would love to actually see the Pirates re-sign him. I'm sure when he hits the open market, he would want and probably can get a 4-year deal. I'd go 2-3 on IKF. I think he's a really valuable player. I think he fits nicely on a winning team. And, you know, if you're not a winning team, he can also still play the position as he is right now every day. I would love to see them explore an extension, but I just don't see how he fits in or him wanting to engage right now in something like that. He wants to hit the open market probably and seek that 4-year deal because he's only he's late 29, about to turn 30 years old. So he can go out and he can get that one big chunk. And I don't think the Pirates are in a position to want to sign him for beyond 2 years.
I agree with the idea of trying to sign him, though. I agree with you on that. He's the perfect utility guy.
Absolutely.
And he could help, you know, bridge the way to Connor Griffin here as well. He's a nice guy to have around. You just don't want, you know, as I've always said, they have more utility men than Duquesne Light, Dan. Every single guy plays 9 positions, which brings us to Tommy Pham. How percent chance that he's going to get traded, Limits?
Well, traded or DFA'd, I'm going to say 70.
I'm going to say 100.
Well, yeah, if we're going to talk, 100% he's not here.
Yes,
By which avenue
right.
he is exported off of the Pirates roster remains to be seen. Ideally traded, and perhaps he can, over these next 3 weeks, fluff up his value with the proper prescription for contact lens.
Right.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. He seems to have had a couple of good games. Dennis Santana.
I actually think right around 50%. I think they would be okay keeping Santana, especially if they move Bednar and make Santana the closer.
I'm going to say 58%, Dan.
I'm going to go 54.5.
Very interesting. Adam Frazier.
90% chance. He's starting to hit the ball a lot better. Somebody could use his bat in the middle of their in the middle infield.
84%.
101.
These guys as good as gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're on expiring contracts. There's no rule saying that, by the way, you can't re-sign Frazier or even IKF in the offseason. Just
right.
Because they're traded away to a contender, perhaps as a rental, doesn't mean that the Pirates can't have a seat at the table and re-engage sometime in December.
Did you do post-game last night?
I did.
What was it like? Who did you talk to? What was the reaction to Cruz, and what's your opinion of it?
I mean, John Wehner was spectacular, as he usually is. Very insightful stuff, and then it got more philosophical for the entire Pirates organization as to how do you create a culture where this type of stuff just isn't even on the table. It's not even in the equation. It's not even an option for you to consider as a player. So, you know, I'm not so much ticked off as I am disappointed in O'Neill Cruz from the standpoint of the opportunity that he has right now that he's flushing away. And I don't know what is the impetus for all of it. Like, what is going on here? And Rock said it best. He has a chance to be one of the faces of the game. If you think about it, he's 6'7". He's got a $1 million smile. He is as marketable as anyone to defy that, you know, you can do anything. You can play shortstop. You can play center field. You're an exit velocity machine. Like, the chances, the opportunity, the money that he's just flushing away because of an inability to lock in. Is it maturity? Is it focus? Is it something even bigger than that? You hope not, but he is He is as talented as anybody in baseball. He's a 99th percentile athlete. When he's locked in, he channels Ohtani, he channels Judge with his ability. And that is the stuff you can't develop, you can't teach. And what a shame. Like, the biggest tragedy, right, in the sport or sometimes in life is wasted talent or opportunities.
Yeah.
Looking back in the rearview mirror, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Like, that's what we're living right now with this year. Is he learning from anything? There was a conversation. They've used the gentle hand. Now they're using a heavier hand, trying to coddle this guy along, everything to try to give him every opportunity to be his best self. I don't know who or what is falling short of this. I don't know. I don't know how they're going about it behind closed doors, but it is a shame that we've gotten to this point, and maybe it does change. Maybe, again, I think you try a public embarrassment, which essentially this is removing somebody in the middle of the game, being asked about it post-game, and then directly calling in to question and pointing to energy and effort. That's the last resort. Maybe once you finally get to that last resort, it does change things, and maybe that's the way you have to go about it, is publicly embarrass him. Maybe the next step is for some teammates to do that. Maybe the next step is for an altercation in the dugout. You try to avoid all of that sort of stuff. You try to take every other way forward before you get there, but
yeah,
sometimes I guess the ends will justify the means if it makes him better and if it locks him in.
Limits, you have a question?
Yeah, Dan, would you play him today? Like, is the lineup out? Would you, if you were Donnie Kelly, slot him in the lineup today? Because obviously we know that Paul Skenes has not gotten a lot of run support, and you're taking away an opportunity, at least we think, with Cruz being in the lineup. Maybe it helps them without him in the lineup, considering he hasn't been hitting.
So, and you're going up against, you know, 102 in Mizorowski, who's been incredible. I think if you're going to do that, Austin, I think you have to do it not only today, but you have to do it tomorrow. Like, if you're going to go in, go all in, and sit him down for a number of reasons. To unplug from the game, because it's just been a terrible June. They did that with Reynolds. It worked wonders. There are many instances, and I don't know if it would be applicable in Cruz's case where it would be successful. You get him off of his feet, right, for a day or two. But listen, Mets are in town. I'm sure he would like to. He tends to rise to the occasion, I think, against some of the bigger market clubs when
the
lights are bright. Yes.
Do you have the lineup?
I don't. Is he in it?
This is from an unofficial account, but the Pirates lineup, Frazier. Could this be right? Frazier leading off, Reynolds, Horwitz, Gonzalez, Cruz, Pham, Triolo, Davis, Kiner, Falefa.
So Cruz is four?
Five.
Five. Interesting.
Yeah. So dropped in the lineup.
But still in the lineup.
But still in the lineup.
Well, I mean, maybe that's worse. I mean, you know, if we're going to talk about a heavy hand here, this might be a fist. You know what I mean?
And, it might be.
You know, so that, I didn't.
I'm assuming this kid, this fireballer, is he a lefty?
No, he's right. He's right-handed.
He's a righty?
He is.
Holy bird mouth so, limits.
I mean, I didn't have option C there. That might be, that's pretty brilliant, actually. Donnie doesn't screw around.
Well, he did kind of by not taking immediate action on Cruz with the Texas center field debacle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, and I think it's one of those things where you give a guy an opportunity,
yeah,
you know, with that soft hand, and then again, you hold the other one behind your back, knowing that if you cross him again, it's, you know.
I do hear that.
Not to not to, to steal a term out of the news here over the last 72 hours, but total obliteration, right?
I want to see the Pirates actually tweet this. Why can't I find the Pirates' official account? Can you limits?
They just have not posted it yet.
Give me a second.
Well, then how do other people
have it?
Well, because the lineup can be posted and the media can see it, but yet the Pirates have not officially tweeted.
I don't even know if these were official media people who tweeted it.
Why did you go with it?
I told you right from the beginning it was an unofficial account.
What account is it? Call him
out. I don't know. Some guy. How would he know, by the way?
Some guy. MLB Scoops has it, Dan. They're the ones that put it out there.
They did?
No, I'm just throwing out random accounts.
Give me a second. I'll find it.
He'll find it.
I have a portal.
I could be totally wrong. The game starts in 2 hours. Why aren't we...
Give me a second. Just hold tight.
Don't they have the lineup usually
relax.
By now? Limits?
Everybody relax.
Usually MLB.com will have it, so let me look.
Yeah, it's correct. Frazier, Reynolds, Spence with Gonzalez, Cruz is hitting fifth in center field. Pham in left, Triolo, Davis, IKF.
And the Pirates just tweeted it out.
By the way, I heard somebody else say this. I think Greg Brown yesterday say that he likes Cruz lower in the lineup.
So do I.
He's not a leadoff guy. It's too much. He leads the league in strikeouts. You can't have that guy be your leadoff guy.
I've been saying that for a long time. I argue with Noah Hyles about this.
The Noah Constrictor.
I did. And he's, my argument was coming at a bad time when they moved him to the one spot of the order, and that really seemed to get him going, and he was starting to go off. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to leave well enough alone. It's working. Sure, there's plenty of reason to like him. It extrapolates some big-time base running value out of him. You get somebody on for Reynolds.
Yeah.
You open up that right side of the infield. Like, there's a lot of reasons to like him atop the batting card, but I really wanted to see Joey Bart hit third at the time, Cruz hit four, because I think that protection with Bart could do him some wonders for him to be able to drive the baseball. I think Cruz can be a great protector for others and lengthen this lineup. So Kutch getting a day off his feet, sounds like. So that's the...
Yes, he is. Let's get back to the Noah Constrictor, if you don't mind.
Sure.
His two questions for Don Kelly last night were tremendous and evoked the... Kelly was very measured and, not irritated, it didn't seem at all, with his responses.
Matter of fact, actually.
Matter of fact. That contrasted greatly to when the Noah Constrictor went after Shelty for why Rowdy Tellez was now an everyday reliever.
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh. A little fresh.
Play the rest of that.
Probably a little fresh.
There was a second part that I really want Dan to hear. Not that he's never heard it before. Here we go.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
It's 11 to nothing, Dan.
Well, that was one of the great back and forths in Noah Constrictor history.
I don't think he'd say that.
I actually liked it because Shelton, he got a little irritated and we just wanted to see him get irritated. But the part that I was, you don't have to ask that.
Yeah.
That was the worst part for me in him not getting it. Yeah, you do have to ask.
You're
going to be asked that. Accept it. You can be frustrated. You can say whatever you need to say and respond however you want to respond. You can be ticked at the person for asking it. Sure. But having an expectation that would not be asked is
right.
That means you just don't really understand what the job entails.
Right. A little odd to see your first baseman as an everyday reliever. Dan, when do you have to go now?
I'm on the air at 1.
Where?
On location. Our good friends at Julian Gray Associates. They're having us.
So when do you need to leave? Give me a time.
No,
now?
It's okay. They're right down the road. They're on Green Tree Road. Wonderful
people.
Oh,
they're on Green Tree Road. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play for Dan another little treat. This was Greg Brown dropping a little bit of a bombshell here with the Mulsey show yesterday, Dan. Listen to this.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big. Talking to him on Sunday on that radio show, he discounted the idea. I mentioned, maybe not just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
How big? How do you define big, Dan?
Well, that's what we were saying when we were talking about Hayes. I mean, that he's gone and my percentages were what they were, because I think that he's got to retool this thing and figure out that, okay, I've got the pitching. I can probably sacrifice a little pitching, which is going to be the ask on the other end of the phone.
Yes.
But I also have to maybe get off a little bit of money if I want to extend Cruz, if I want to even have a puncher's chance at Paul Skeens. You know, there's some things that are standing in the way to that end. And, you know, I have some controllable relievers.
Yes.
And for this year, if you have to kind of melt down your bullpen, which I think can be rebuilt pretty quickly, easily, affordably, then maybe you trade both Santana and Bednar. Maybe it's probably a three-way deal of some respect. But yeah, I'm picking up exactly what Greg was putting down. I was listening very carefully to that radio show, and he's right. I mean, I would urge anybody to go back and listen to it. It sounds like it's somebody that is poised to make some bigger deals to try to capitalize on this window. And here's the thing I found really fascinating. I was looking up yesterday. When the Pirates score at least five runs, lately, they're on a nine-game win streak. You get to five, they've won nine straight games, because since Donnie Kelly took over, this starting staff is the best in baseball. And if you just get enough offense, there's reason to believe that they are the best team in baseball with their record when they score five. It's way too few and far between, but again, nine straight games they've won if they score at least five runs. That's impressive. It's right up there with the best teams in baseball. Small sample size, but it's, I think, an encapsulation of how far yet how close they are.
That's what I said, too. Like, people say, you think the Pirates are close. Well, I do, but when I say close, like a huge, impactful bat, just one, I think, would make a giant difference. That's close, but it's also very far away, because where and how do you get that bat, let alone two of them?
And it's not going to be through free agency, and nor should it be. They've failed abjectly, I guess, in developing. And so now moving pieces around is about the only pathway they have.
Dan, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for taking the time. What time does your show start today?
It starts at 1 o'clock. I said that to you 30 seconds ago.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was distracted.
Do you listen to anything that I say?
Everything you say, except for that, the little details. But I listen to your Pirate opinions. I think that went over my head. I'm sorry. Did you hear him say that?
I apologize.
Yes.
Remember you actively engaged me about the time that I had left remaining with you?
I did.
And then where I had to be, what
all
time
I heard
I
was you really didn't have to go yet. That's the only thing I heard. And then I was like, all right, I'm moving on. What do I want to ask him now?
Do you know what, Austin? Here's a podcast idea for you and I.
Okay.
What's Joe's wife's name?
Susie.
Susie.
Let's do an hour-long podcast with Susie where we just sit down and ask all the pressing questions. What's it like? Tell us. Number, are you okay?
Are you happy that Joe golfs every day? What is, you get less of Joe during the day?
What is it like?
Susie might answer the way that Dan answered, the seventh rung of hell, the famous quote from Dan. This is what she would say if you asked her, what is life like at home with Joe? Do you have that one, Limits?
Yes, but I need just a second to be able to bring it up.
Yeah,
it's a great idea for a podcast.
I mean,
Dan.
Susie Starkey, in depth, and we talk about nothing but you. That would be wild. That would be amazing content.
Yeah, her and Ron used to commiserate over me, although she doesn't allow me to sing or do any of my yawns, anything. They're all outlawed in the house.
What does she do? I mean, does she throw something at you? Does she yell at you?
She gave me, there's a video where I did my yawn and she turns around and gives me the finger. And that was the end of that.
We'd bring Ron out of retirement to join us on the podcast.
That would be fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
Awkward silence.
I guess Limits is still searching for that.
It was named something weird.
We've lost the moment, Limits.
I know.
We've lost the moment.
It was named something weird.
Dan, you're a wonderful man. And we look forward to you previewing this game.
It's going to be a good one. Should be a good ball game, as Parada would say.
Let me ask you that on the way out. My God, how can we overlook? This is one of the matchups of the year in Major League Baseball.
I mean, we were all clamoring for Skeens Skubal last week. This is worth the wait. It's better. 6'7". He throws 100 to his slider. this Mizorowski kid,
yeah,
the slider is 95 miles an hour. His slider.
We could see a double no-hitter today.
That would be wild, wouldn't it?
I can't wait to watch this. I'm going right home and watching it.
How about Skeens? Okay, June, a 101 ERA.
What's his record?
0-1.
That is incredible. Go
his
to
batting
hell,
average
Mulsey.
Against Joe in June. His batting average against, what do you think?
110?
136.
Wow.
He's 0-1.
That might be the most incredible stat in baseball history.
0-1 with a 101 ERA. He's given up 3 earned runs in 26 and 2/3. A 136 batting average against. He's 0-1. Now, I will say this. Pirates collectively have won 4 of his last 5 starts. They're up to 500 in the 16 starts that he's made. They're 8-8. So it's not like, you know, they've lost 2/3 of the games.
Yeah. It's getting, I suppose, marginally better.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
Thank you. So there was one under hell, yes?
There was, yes.
I wonder why I told Mulsey that. It could have been for an infinite number of reasons.
I don't know. It's from last summer. It's in here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.